what do you call that?
I don't know. I mean, I cut it again.
Do you call it second cutting or rowing or?
Second cutting.
Okay. And a crop that hasn't been planted but that year but that comes up anyway, you call a?
Volunteer.
And wheat is tied up into a?
I don't know what you're talking about now. About wheat. It might be having nothing, but like I was talking about this fodder a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a bundle.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it'd be.
And then that's piled up into a?
Stack.
And talking about how much you raise, you might say we raise 40, what, of wheat to an acre, 40?
Bushels.
And say, if, talking about distance, you might say, well, I don't know exactly how far away it is, but it's just a
mile or two.
Or it's just a little
ways.
And say if you'd been traveling and hadn't finished your trip, you'd say you still had a
long ways to go.
And if something was very common and you didn't have to look for it in a special place, you'd say, oh, you can find that just about
most anywhere.
And if someone slipped and fell this way, you'd say, fell over
backwards.
And this
now
way.
Listen, let me tell you about that. That word that I used for a long time was backwards.
Mm-hmm.
B-A-K-A-R-D-S, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But backwards now.
Mm-hmm.
And forwards.
Mm-hmm.
Forwards. I guess that was A, F-A-R,
mm-hmm.
W-A-R-D-S.
Mm-hmm.
But it's forwards and backwards.
Mm-hmm. Say if you're gone fishing and I ask you if you caught any, you might say, no, what a one, no.
I didn't catch a one.
Uh-huh. Would you say not a one or nary one?
Well, no. Well, I know some of that's used, but nary one. And I'm here, you know, this is in this particular part of the country, but that's very seldom used.
Mm-hmm.
Nary one.
You would never say that yourself?
We didn't catch many, or we didn't catch hardly any,
mm-hmm.
but not nary. That's very seldom used.
Mm-hmm. And, what do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
I don't know. It's shocking, I guess.
Okay. And
you're talking about corn. It's taking the cover off of corn.
Mm-hmm.
That's shocking.
Mm-hmm.
Now oats, I'm not familiar with that. I had to talk to you something about what I'm familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know about oats. I mean oats and wheat.
Mm-hmm. Say if there was something that. If there's something that we had to do today, just the two of us, you might say, we'll have to do it. Or you might turn to me and say,
we've got.
Well, instead of saying we, you might say,
less.
Or would you say me and you, or you and I, or how would you say that?
So, okay, wait a minute.
You might say, we'll have to do it, or you might say,
I don't know. I may tell you what I say. We've got to do something today.
Uh-huh.
I might say you and I.
Uh-huh.
But not me and you or you and me and something like that.
Mm-hmm. Or you might say, say if someone wanted us for a certain job, you might say, well, he doesn't want just you or just me. He wants
both of us.
And say if you were talking about how tall you are, you'd say, he's not as tall as
me.
Or you might say, well, I'm not as tall as
he.
And you say he can do that better than
I can.
And say if you knock on the door and they ask who's there and you know that they recognize your voice, you might answer, it's
me.
And say if it was a man, you go to the door and you say, it's, say someone asked, was that Jim at the door? You say, yeah, that was